It's Friday, November 9th, 2012. A few announcements from Oroville. So, Juan.
Yes.
You've been in Oroville a long time, and I see you at Pitanga giving Thai massage for many years, no?
Yeah, right. Since 2005, I think. Yeah.
And you learned it in Thailand?
No. My first experience in Thai massage was here in Oroville. So in a workshop with Itzhak, and I get very interested.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime Itzhak came here, I joined his workshops. So I was more and more inside the Thai massage and start practicing in Pitanga.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, twice a week.
We can go and get a Thai massage from Juan, and I can say that it's very good.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
But you did go to Thailand, no? You even taught courses.
Yeah, after I went to Thailand, and I assist the workshops with Itzhak also in the Sunshine Association. Also, I did some practice with some masters, some teachers from Thailand. So, yeah, and after, that's it.
So it's remained a passion for you. You love to do
this
work.
Yeah, slowly getting a passion. Yeah, in the beginning was very like a doubt. So what is my thing or not? But after a while, I start going inside of the Thai massage and. So it was a great thing for me, the Thai massage, because I also through Thai massage I went into yoga practice and Tai Chi and all these kind of things. So it was a new world open for me. So for this I think very thankful to Thai massage. I learned a lot of things.
Do people come for a Thai massage just because they want to relax or to get stretched, or because they have something that's painful in the body and the Thai massage can cure it? Or I guess it's maybe all of that, no?
It's all of that, yeah. It's all kind of people come with many things. Also, of course, Thai massage can be very therapeutic also, of course. Yeah, can heal. It's a holistic thing, so it's not... It's a general thing. So you have pain in your shoulder, we also massage the foot. So everything is connected. So for this, Thai massage is for any kind of sickness or pain things or whatever. Yeah, it's very useful. Yeah, relaxing, stretching. We call Thai yoga massage. I say this is a yoga for lazy people, no? Because I make the stretch for you in one point. So, but anyway, it's interesting, yeah.
Okay, and it's a big jump for you too, because before I know you were mostly in the trees. You were a professional tree pruner.
Yeah. Yes, I combine these two things. So, with another things also, I like to do many other things.
A variety of things.
So, but the rest I do I combine the trees with Thai massage. Sometimes I say yes, I get the energy from the trees and I bring to my practice. So I think there's a connection. I can connect it, these two things. So at one point I feel some connection. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful, yes. Yes.
Do you feel that a person will come, say, if a person would have something like a frozen shoulder, would they come for a number of treatments from you? I mean, do people come?
Yeah, they come. The people come. Yeah,
regularly.
Regularly, yes. I have some customers, so they come regularly. So, yes, not just for of course they have some harmful or some part, but normally it's for a general relief of the body, you know. So of course after you finish the massage you feel good, no, in one point. So there's relief. So, of course I tell you this can be very therapeutic. There is some exercises for specific for some problems you have, no.
Is it all right for elderly people as well?
Of course, for everybody. Also I know cases where I didn't had the experience, but I know for other practitioners or for my teachers, they also people with terminals, close to death, to do practice Thai massage. This help to relax and to, yeah.
Make the transition.
Yes. So I hear for one of the masters, also he was died from cancer. I think in the last moments, his students, one of his students, they give Thai massage to him, you know? Yeah, stretchings and all these things. So for this, is very interesting things.
Yeah. It seems that in most cultures, there's some kind of work that involves stretching. It goes under many names, but stretching the body seems to be...
Yeah, the stretching, and of course we work also in some kind of acupuncture points, which is connected with the... It's not the same like the Chinese meridians, but are connected with that. So also we release of these energy, blocks of energy,
mm-hmm.
what in Thai we call Zen. Zen lines, but some, yes, connected with the meridian, Chinese meridians. So it's also to relieve all these blocks of energy
mm-hmm.
in the meridians.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. I think you have pain, you have to work in that. So it's a sign of the body. So I think you have not lived the pain because you have to work in this pain. So, I mean, yeah... It's not just, I have pain, I don't do anything, or just I rest in my bed. No, I think you have to work more. So continue your practice. And this pain should be relieved.
It should be relieved. Yeah.
So help to relieve this pain.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for this is you have pain in one arm. So, of course, you don't force. You find your limits, so you have to find the limits. But work, keep working. And this, I think, help a lot. To relieve the painful area, yes, you have to call to Pitanga to make appointments. I have a lot of, I think, my book for a long time. But it's only twice a week, and it's not. But anyway, this keep me in practice twice a week. I am busy with other things. Now I'm a farmer also, so give me a lot of job there. So, but I keep me in practice. So this twice a week. I will continue with that, and I am very thankful to all the people who wants to come to join, because also keep me in practice, also it's good for me, and so it's this exchange. So please come, all of you are welcome, and I hope to see you soon. Yeah.
You will see me soon.
Of course, I will like it, I will love it to give you a time.
Okay. And Future School. Future School wants to initiate a parents' forum. To represent the interests of parents at Future School, to take the initiative for fundraising and sponsoring, to organize extracurricular activities for the students, the teachers, and the parents, and information and experiences will be presented about studying after Future School, where many have continued their studies in Oroville, in India, and abroad. Contact Sigrid at oroville.org.in Sigrid, Sigrid. And here's an excerpt from The Mother's Agenda, 19th October, 1963. Because obviously, to tell the truth, I don't know. I say obviously, but it's absolutely all the same to me if everything is demolished and has to start again. It's another way of playing, that's all. But maybe without demolishing. To demolish and start all over again, it's already been done a few times. Maybe that's enough. If, without demolishing, men could progress. But is it possible? We must come very close to the goal for that to be possible. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. Any comments or queries, please direct them to oroville.org. Thanks for listening.